Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another special edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. It is Friday, October 31st, 2014. On today's show, I'll be talking with the lovely and funny Nassim Petrad. Nassim is best known for her comical skit on Saturday Night Live, where she performed for 5 seasons. Some of her most memorable impressions was of Kim Kardashian, Arianna Huffington, and Barbara Walters. Her character on SNL range from the quirky, loving Bedelia and the underground rocker Little Blaster. So we should expect Nassim to call in about 10 minutes. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, and happy holidays, everybody. This is Faith Hill for RAB, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Please remember, during this holiday season, when you celebrate, designate. Always choose a designated driver. Your friends and family will thank you for it. Have a safe and happy holiday, and remember, friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity gossip, a few celebrity interviews, and pop culture. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. That's Entertainment has been here on Blog Talk Radio for about 4 years now, so I'd like to thank everybody who's been very supportive, who's been tuning in from the very beginning, listening in week after week as I bring you the latest info from the world of entertainment. And if you want to know more about the show and you like the show and if you're a registered listener here on Blog Talk Radio, make sure you click on the follow up button on top of the show page, and that way it will send you a reminder through email or through your Android or your iPhone, any smartphone, and they'll send you a reminder when I'm on the air live. Also, we're on Twitter. You can follow us. Just go to That's Entertain One. That's THATS Entertain and the number one. And we're also on Facebook. Just go to www.facebook.com/That's Entertainment.radio. And if you want to follow me as well, I go by Stiletto 14. Stiletto, like the tall heels, that's S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, and the number 14. Also, I wanted to remind you that this weekend we have to turn our clocks back. So just to remind you, don't forget to turn back your clocks 1 hour before. The best time to do it is around 2 a.m. Sunday morning, so just change it back to 1 a.m. And that way you can gain an extra hour of sleep, and by Monday morning you'll be able to get to work and school on time. Also, I wanted to remind you that October, since this is the last day in October, Halloween, happy Halloween to everyone, that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So for all of my ladies out there, make sure you get your annual mammogram, and not just wait just for October, any month is just make sure you're aware, make sure you go and get your annual mammogram, and early detection is key. I just wanted to let people know that I this past weekend I was at an event at the a bowling alley out there in Staten Island called Country Lane, and I was there with a few friends of mine, and also with Greg Mocker, who happened to be a local reporter here in the New York area for PIX 11 News. We were bowling for charity. It was for a good cause, and hopefully we can do it again next year. Well, today is a special edition of That's Entertainment, because today I will be talking with the lovely and very funny actress, Nasim Pedrad. You know her for such sketches on SNL. She's been on SNL Saturday Night Live for 5 years. Some of her most popular impressions were Kim Kardashian, Arianna Huffington from the Huffington Post. Another favorite of mine is Bedelia. She plays she's like a very a loving motherly type, and she also was known for another character called the a Little Blaster. She's like supposed to be like an underground rocker, but my favorite is Heshi. Heshi is supposed to be like this middle-aged woman from Yemen, and she's always teaching people how to survive and how to deal with the bad days. So she's very funny, and now she's going to be starring. Matter of fact, she's in the new Fox series called Mulaney, which also stars John Mulaney, who happens to be a former writer on SNL. And matter of fact, John Mulaney is credited for creating the skit for Stefan, the Stefan character, played by Bill Hader. So, yeah, so she's on this show. It premiered on October the 5th. It comes on Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. On Fox, and also stars the Oscar-winning actor, Elliot Gould, Emmy Award winner Martin Short, Seton Smith, Zach Perlman, and I think that's about it. But she should be calling in any minute now. I'm going to go ahead and take another commercial break, and we will be talking with the very lovely and funny Nasim Pedrad. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony for Red, recording artist, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. So choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through.
Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Right now we have here 9 minutes after the hour. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live in the NYC. If this is your first time tuning into the show, welcome. That's Entertainment. It's here to bring you the latest from Hollywood, whether it's your favorite celebrities, your favorite movies, anything related to entertainment. I'm your number one source to give it to you. Today is a special morning edition because today I will be talking with the very funny and talented Nasim Pedrad. She's been known to be on Saturday Night Live for about 5 years. She has some of her most popular impressions are Kim Kardashian and Ariana Huffington, just to name a few. But she's currently in a new show, a new Fox series called Mulaney, which comes on Sunday nights at 9:30 p.m. on Fox. It also stars Martin Short, Seton Smith, Zach Perlman, and Elliot Gould. And Mulaney is written and by John Mulaney, who happens to be a former SNL writer as well. And he's the one who created the Stefan skits. So please welcome my special guest, the very funny and the very lovely Nasim Pedrad.
Hello.
Hi, Nasim.
How
are you? Thanks for coming on
the show.
What an
introduction. I'm great. Thanks. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You know, I was telling the listeners about you was on SNL for 5 years. Some of your most popular impressions were Kim Kardashian and Ariana Huffington. My favorite Heffy. And Heshy,
oh my
I'm
God,
sorry.
Heshy.
Yeah, Heshy. She's my favorite.
I love that you caught Heshy. I think I did her like a couple times last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
out of all the characters that you had impersonated and played on SNL for 5 years, which is your personal favorite?
Well, Heshy's definitely up there, mostly because, for those of you who haven't seen it, I have to do these crazy, like, dance moves set to the weirdest, like, sound effect of a cash register. And that's one of my most vivid SNL memories, is doing that character the week Charlize Theron hosted. And, you know, here's this, like, incredible, like, one of the most amazing actresses of our generation. And she's, like, rehearsing pelvic thrusts with me backstage and, like, completely so committed to it, to the most ridiculous sketch.
Yeah, she is definitely hilarious.
A great sport.
And I know you, another favorite of ours is Kim Kardashian. And I read that you actually met Kim Kardashian, and she had asked you about impersonating her. What was that experience like?
Yeah, we met at, it wasn't like we ran into each other at a Starbucks, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
It was more, we knew we were going to be meeting each other. So, we met at an event for E! Entertainment, and it was really kind of a non-event. She was super cool and, like, a little bit shy maybe, but way tinier than everyone on television looks like, so much taller, I feel like. So I just remember being like, oh, you're a tiny little thing. And she was pretty cool about it. I do tell the story of how she did ask me at one point, do we really sound like that? And you know, fair question, she wanted to know.
Right.
And I was like, no.
Now, I know that it must be really different to make the transition from a live show like SNL to a tape show like Mulaney. Tell us about the show for those who haven't seen it, and tell us about your character, Jane.
Well, Mulaney is based on John Mulaney, who's a stand-up comic I worked with at Saturday Night Live, who's truly the funniest person I've ever met in my entire life. So when he created the show and he was like, I wrote this part for you, do you want to come with me to LA? I was like, there's no way I can say no to this. He's the best. And I knew we'd have so much fun. I can't believe we got two living legends to also do the show, Martin Short and Elliot Gould. It's been so much fun. The show is about an aspiring stand-up comedian, and you know what it's kind of a show about what it feels like to live in New York City in your 20s. You know, it can be scary, a little surreal, definitely a lot of fun. And I play John's character from his roommate, Jane. And Jane is someone that he went to college with who could care less about the entertainment industry and comedy. And she's, you know, those people who self-edit for the sake of, like, social decorum? She's kind of, like, missing that chip. And so she's a really, really fun character to play.
Wow. Now, I know that she's supposed to be his roommate and everything, but will there be any, like, further along down as the series progresses, will there be any romantic ties to them, or is this strictly friendship?
I mean, I wonder. You never know. In these first three episodes that have aired, John has been dating other women during these storylines, and Jane's kind of been there to comment on that. I think they're really, really good friends who probably, like, hooked up in college. So right now they're just trying to, you know, be there for each other through their experiences dating other people they meet in New York. But you never know.
Yeah. Now, getting back to you, you was mentioning two legends on the show, Oscar Award nominee Elliot Gould and Emmy Award winner Martin Short. What is it like? I mean, when you first came on the set, was it like, was you starstruck? Was you like, how did it feel to work with two legends like these two?
I mean, I still can't believe it. We, you know, shot our 13th episode not too long ago, and I was like, I can't believe I get to work with these guys. First of all, they're just incredible people who happen to be hilarious. But, I'll sit there and, like, make them tell me stories about what it was like, you know, just in general questions about things they've done in their career, but also specific to SNL. You know, Martin Short was a cast member for a year, and Elliot Gould has hosted so many times. So, it's been so much fun working with them, and this cast is so funny. I feel crazy lucky to get to be a part of it.
Wow. And I know that, you know, you've been on SNL for 5 years, you know, and I know that there was a lot of, because I think you filmed the show in Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yeah, so I had to leave. I was flying back and forth and doing both for a while, but Mulaney films in L.A., so you can't do that too long. So I did leave SNL after my 5th season, and now I live in L.A. doing the show.
Wow. But you were born in Iran, but you grew up and lived in California, so you're not totally a stranger out there. That's part of your home.
Oh,
basically.
No, yeah. Exactly, yeah. I see my parents a lot more often now, which they're very happy about. Yeah, I'm from Southern California and went to school in Los Angeles, so this has not been a culture shock for me by any means.
Right. Well, you know, Nassim, you know, I'm hoping that they do invite you back on SNL as a special guest. But before I let you go, I want the fans to I want you to tell the listeners, is there a way that the fans can follow you? Are you on social media? Do you have a website that people can keep in touch with you to see what other projects you end up getting into? Is there a way that your fans can
stay in touch? Sure, yeah. The thing I'm most active on would be my public Instagram account, if anyone wants to follow me. And other than that, I hope people tune in to Mulaney on Fox Sunday nights.
All right. Well, Nassim, it was such a pleasure to talk with you because you're a very funny person, and I want to wish you
much
success.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the very lovely and talented Nassim Betraab. Make sure you check out Mulaney. That's every Sunday night on Fox at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, every Sunday night. And it also stars John Mulaney, who happened to be a former writer of SNL. And it also stars Martin Short, Seton Smith, Zach Perlman, and Elliot Gould. Make sure you check that on Sunday nights again at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Right now we have here 20 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a special morning edition of That's Entertainment. I broadcast live every time in the NYC, and I also do a show every Wednesday afternoon at 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to know what's going on in the world of entertainment and you want to know what your favorite celebrities are up to, make sure you check out my live show every Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. Right now, we have 20 minutes after the hour. That will do it for me today. It's a short show today, but I want to wish everyone a happy Halloween. Make sure you go out there safe and stay warm, and also don't forget to change your clocks to Sunday morning. Rather, you change them back at 2 a.m. Change it back to 1 a.m. and that way you'll be to work and school on time come Monday morning. So thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you next time. Make sure you take care. Mm-hmm.